Okay, I'll call the council meeting to order. We have a moment of silence, please. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a quick note, if anyone has any cell phones or other electronic devices, we would appreciate if you would turn them off during the meeting. Roll call, please.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
Paul Greenough.
Here.
We're going to make a slight adjustment to our agenda. The next item will be audience participation. And I understand Friends of the Library wish to speak. You ladies would be kind enough to, and ladies and gentlemen, if you would be kind enough to introduce yourselves and.
I'll start with me. I'm Carol Solomon. I'm president. Okay.
Welcome, Carol.
Hi, good to see you all. I have brought with me some members of the Blaine Friends of the Library. This is Gail Evans, Debbie Farmer, Carol McMillan, Claire Nury, and good old Ed Onion.
I know how you feel, Ed.
Speaking of Dennis, before I go into this, I want to mention something. Dennis is the liaison from the city to the library, and he comes to every single one of our meetings if possible. And he does a lot of other handy little jobs for us, and we really cherish him. So thank you very much, Dennis. I'm here on, you have a handout in front of you. There's a little information sheet here, well as I'm going to kind of go over the larger one. The little sheet has some bullet points on our library and what it's accomplished and what it is doing right now. I'm here to request on behalf of the Friends of the Library that the council agree to review the current adequacy of the Blaine Library facility and to request an exploratory committee that be formed so we can form a clear picture of what our needs are. We've occupied the building that we're in now since 1988, and it was converted from the Public Works Garage. Some of you may remember that. I saw a picture of it tonight. I wasn't here when they did that. It was amazing transformation. We're falling short of space. It's the third highest in volume branch in the Whatcom County Library System. The shelving area is hard-pressed to maintain the collection of demands of the population that comes in the doors. Most aisles would fail ADA guidelines. They're very narrow and cramped, and only one person at a time can get through them. Both patrons and staff sometimes have a hard time maneuvering around the shelves. With the changes in technology since 1988, the infrastructure necessary to accommodate the public internet stations, printers, scanner, photocopier, and digital screens is sorely inadequate. Visitors are finding it more and more difficult to find a place to sit. It's a very busy place, and looking for more power access. The program attendance has exceeded our capacity. That's adult programs and children programs alike are extremely well attended. We are full to overflowing for those events, and storage space is seriously lacking. the staff work areas. Sometimes the staff has to move furniture in order to get in and out. That's how confining they are. The check-in area is limited to one computer station, and of course it's overwhelmed with the bulk of the 250,000 returns and requests that are processed each year. The staff break room, the restroom, storage space, this is all severely limited. Even the entrance is, the foyer is insufficient for our needs. That area is used for display of community events. There's a telephone there. It's access to the restrooms. And in 2007, an assessment was made which suggested that a 15,000 square foot facility was recommended. And 8 years later, it's time for us to look at that again, which is why we're here tonight. The Blaine Library gets probably in many months more usage than any other branch in the WCLS system. We're pretty overwhelmed, and we've got a great staff that is doing the very best they can. But we hope that you will go forward with us and look at forming a citizens committee. There are members of the Friends of the Library that would be happy to insist in any way we can on that committee, but we hope that you will take a look at it. It's something that our community needs. Do you have any questions?
Any questions? Carol, thank you very, very much.
I just have one comment.
Oh, sorry, Bob. Yeah, go ahead.
It's interesting to me that with the advent of the computer age, it's kind of counterintuitive that you would think libraries would be used less, but actually they're being used more because of the computer age. And this is something people have to understand, because it may be intuitive for most people to think, well, heck, you know, why do we need libraries anymore? You know, people read e-books now, and they do everything from home on their own computers. It's not really so. A lot of people still don't have computers, for one thing, and they do take up a significant amount of space in the library, and you have to allow for all the ancillary things that go with it. So anyway, I just think it's kind of interesting, because it is sort of counterintuitive for a lot of people to think that way.
Also, I'll mention one other thing related to my work at the visitor center. There are a lot of people who come into town and maybe don't realize we have a visitor center, but they know we must have a library. And so a lot of people come into the library looking for visitor information. Some of them are immediate issues that they have a border issue and they need a place where they can print off paperwork to get back and forth across the border. They may need a restroom. But there are a lot of times they actually come in and question the staff about where is the post office, where City Hall, things like this. So they perform that kind of a service as well. Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you very, very much. And on behalf of the council, I'm sure that we'll be more than willing to undertake a review of this. So appreciate your time and appreciate your comments. Thank you very, very much. The next item on our agenda is an executive session to discuss the sale of real estate pursuant to RCW 42.30.110(c). And we anticipate being out how long?
20 to 25 minutes.
Or do we expect any action?
No.
No action is expected. We will be back in approximately 25 minutes. You're welcome to stay. And we'll break for executive session at 6:10.